Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson 15. You can help me with this Spanish assignment, can't you? JP, how are you? And second question is, can you?
I can.
Wonderful.
Thanks, Fernando. Welcome, everyone, to the new SpanishPod101.com. We're studying Spanish in a modern and fun and educational format. Fernando, why don't you tell us what we're going to talk about today?
In this lesson, you will learn about modal verbs querer and poder. The conversation takes place at the office. The conversation is between Patricia and Jorge, and the speakers will be using the familiar register.
Let's listen to Jorge and Patricia.
Oye, quiero hablar contigo.
Estoy muy ocupada ahora.
¿Podemos hablar después?
Después, sí.
Let's hear it again, dramatic speed.
Oye, quiero hablar contigo.
Estoy muy ocupada ahora.
¿Podemos hablar después?
Después, sí.
One more time with the translation.
Oye, quiero hablar contigo.
Listen, I want to talk to you.
Estoy muy ocupada ahora.
I'm very busy right now.
¿Podemos hablar después?
Can we talk later?
Después, sí.
Yes, later.
Oh, looks like Jorge got the big brush off from Patricia.
Apparently.
She is not ready to talk to him.
Jorge needs to talk. Oye, quiero hablar contigo.
Hey, I want to talk to you. Let's break this down. Now, the first word in this line is the word for hey or listen.
Oye.
Oye. Literally, this is listen. Functions like an American hey, like an attention getter. Hey, I want to talk to you. How do you say I want?
Quiero.
Quiero. The Taco Bell dog always used to say quiero. He said quiero Taco Bell.
That's a really good example, yes.
Well, Jorge says I want to talk.
Quiero hablar contigo.
Quiero hablar contigo. Now, the verb that follows quiero is hablar, and you'll notice that it's in the infinitive form, hablar, to speak. And the last word, contigo, means with you. So let's put it all together. Hey, I want to talk to you.
Oye, quiero hablar contigo.
And Patricia?
Estoy muy ocupada ahora.
Estoy muy ocupada ahora. This means I'm very busy now. Fernando, how do we say I am busy?
Estoy ocupada.
Estoy ocupada. That word ocupada means busy.
It means busy.
It means busy. And Patricia's got it in the feminine because she's talking about herself. Ocupada is the feminine form. If it was a dude like me, if I'm saying I'm busy, I would probably say ocupado.
Ocupado. That's so, rarely the case, folks.
That I'm busy?
Yeah.
So to say I'm busy, she says estoy ocupada. You know what? She's more than just busy. She says I'm very busy.
Muy ocupada.
Muy ocupada. That muy means very. It could also mean too. I'm too busy right now as well. The word for now?
Ahora.
Ahora. Okay, ahora means now. Let's put it together. I'm very busy right now.
Estoy muy ocupada ahora.
Jorge says, can we talk later?
¿Podemos hablar después?
¿Podemos hablar después? Now, I heard our word for to speak again.
Hablar.
Hablar means to speak. If you want to ask, can we speak?
¿Podemos?
Podemos. Podemos hablar. Podemos is the verb poder, which we'll talk about later today in the grammar section. The word for afterward?
Después.
Después. So he says, can we talk later? ¿Podemos hablar después?
Mm-hmm. ¿Podemos hablar después? Can we talk later? Patricia, placating Jorge, answers, yes. Later.
Okay, how does she say that?
Después, sí.
Después, sí, sí. Después is that same word that we heard before, later. And sí, of course, means yes. Mm-hmm. Después, sí. Fernando, let's go to the vocabulary words.
Hablar.
To speak, to talk.
Hablar. Hablar. Ocupado.
Busy, occupied.
Ocupado. Ocupado. Después.
After. Later.
Después. Después. Querer.
To want, to love.
Querer. Querer. Poder.
To be able, can.
Poder. Poder.
Now that we've heard those words in isolation, let's talk about them in a little bit more detail.
Let's start with hablar.
Hablar, to speak or to talk. A lot of times at Spanish Pod 101, we talk about hablar, to speak a language. Hablar español, hablar inglés. In this case, Jorge wants to speak with Patricia.
Wants to have a conversation.
That's right. So you can use that verb, hablar, with this action of having a conversation as well.
And it's much more serious when you ask to speak to someone. In this case, podemos hablar. Can we talk?
More serious than what?
More serious than, hey, let's chat. Let's chit-chat.
Okay, so in Spanish, there's a word for chat, too.
It could be cotorrear.
But in this dialogue, it's not a chat. It's a discussion.
Far
right?
From it, yes.
Okay, so hablar.
Hablar.
Okay, what's next?
Ocupado.
Ocupado, meaning busy. Patricia used ocupada.
Estoy muy ocupada ahora.
She used the feminine form, ocupada. Mm-hmm. In the dictionary, it's going to be in the masculine form, ocupado. And you'll notice that Patricia used it with estar. She said, estoy muy ocupada.
Right.
So to be busy.
Después.
Después, afterward or later. We translate it as later in the dialogue. Después, afterward, this is an adverb. You can make it into a preposition if you say después de, because después de is after something. So after eating.
Después de comer.
Or after studying.
Después de estudiar.
Después de.
You don't say, hey, querer.
Querer, to want or to love. We talked about that Taco Bell Chihuahua that said, quiero Taco Bell. Remember that?
Yeah, it's a stereotype, JP.
I know. It's also an example of grammar.
True.
So what he's saying is kind of ambiguous. He could be saying, I want Taco Bell. He could also be saying, I love Taco Bell.
Right.
In this lesson, we're going to look at querer as a modal verb. So you're going to hear yo quiero plus an action. And it's going to be, I want to do something. Querer. We'll talk about that more in the grammar section. What's next?
Poder, another modal verb. Another modal verb. Talking about.
Poder means literally to be able, but sometimes we translate it as can. And that's also followed by an infinitive. Let's talk about poder and querer in the next section, the grammar section.
Take it away, JP.
I'm thinking about it, and I've already said what it's got to be said, right?
I think so,
querer,
yeah.
And poder are modal verbs. They're followed by infinitives. That's the action word in the dictionary form. So let's just give some examples. Fernando, give me an action. What's your favorite action?
Sleeping.
To sleep is the verb dormir. If I want to say, I want to sleep.
Quiero dormir.
Quiero dormir. What you did was conjugate the verb querer, which means to want, in the first person singular. Quiero. And then you stuck on the action verb in its dictionary form.
But I can't. Dormir.
You can't? What do you mean you can't sleep?
No puedo dormir.
No puedo dormir. We'll talk about your insomnia in a second here, but first I have to talk about the grammar.
Sure.
The verb poder here is in the first person singular, puedo. It's followed immediately by the action word dormir. No puedo dormir. I cannot sleep.
I can't sleep because we're working right now.
Oh, okay.
But I really can fall asleep right now.
You can?
Puedo dormirme ahorita.
I could fall asleep right now.
Yes.
That's the verb poder again with dormirse. To fall asleep. Give us another action, Fernando.
Let's see. Cocinar.
To cook. That's a great example. Let's talk about our office mate, Rob, back in the office right now. Rob told us earlier today that he wants to cook.
Quiere cocinar.
Quiere cocinar. Before cocinar, you heard Fernando say quiere. This is the verb querer in the third person singular. Quiere. Quiere cocinar. He wants to cook. Can he cook?
Puede cocinar. No estoy muy seguro.
Okay. So no puede cocinar. That's the verb poder in the third person singular, puede, followed, as always, immediately with the infinitive, cocinar. When you want to use these modal verbs in the present tense, you conjugate them in the present tense. The action word is always going to be in the infinitive. You don't have to conjugate it. It's done. Puede cocinar, puede dormir, puede comer, puede bailar. All of these things, the action is going to be in the infinitive. You know what, folks? It might be easier to follow if you take a look at the Grammar Point on our website, www.SpanishPod101.com. Just find this lesson and then find the Grammar Point. I've got it written out in a way that you might find easy to follow.
The other great thing is that you can leave us a comment, suggestion, or questions regarding this lesson. We want to hear from you.
But for now, it's time for us to go. So hasta luego.
Adios.
Oye, quiero hablar contigo.
Estoy muy ocupada ahora.
¿Podemos hablar después?
Después, sí.